And my message this morning was ready to defend hope with spirit of truth for strength. Two phases here. Ready to defend hope is found in 1 Peter 3, 15 through 17. I'd like to expand a little bit on the actions with humility. That, you know, we need to humble ourselves before God. And that means when we humble ourselves before God, we humble ourselves before each and every one of us. If someone comes up to you and sees that you're dripping in wealth and all that stuff, and you've already paid, you've already laid your treasures out on earth. Your treasures should be in heaven. So most of the people that I've known over my career, over my lifetime, the ones that were wealthiest never knew just how wealthy they are. But one of the things that I see is of a wealthy individual, and one that's wealthy in spirit as well as in earthly wealth, is they're humble. So this message in 1 Peter says, speak of your hope. Be ready to defend it. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to go stand in front of some corner and say, look, I believe in Jesus Christ. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. Doesn't mean that. What it means is be ready to defend your own belief in eternal salvation. Sometimes the best defense is your own ability to be an offense. Be intentional in all that you do, but do it with respect. And here the script says respectful humility, maintaining a good conscience. Now that's the first part. Blessed, ready to defend hope. But all of us have got our flaws, right? But that's what makes us human, right? There was only one perfect person, and that is Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, you know, I'm not leaving you abandoned. And John 14, he says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Well, it's hard to do that when the leader is gone. So he said, I'm not going to leave you abandoned. He said, I'm going to give you a companion. And the companion is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world can't receive because it neither sees him nor recognizes him. You know him because he lives with you and will be with you. The Spirit of Truth. How many of you ever had the feeling that you're doing something wrong and you get some sort of feeling that comes over you and says, look, you know, you need to kind of change things and go this way. You ever felt that way? I do. Sometimes I feel this is not according to your will. Sometimes it's tough to discern according to his will. So I believe the Spirit of Truth is there to guide us, to direct us, to lead us to what is most important in life. Some people hold on to materialistic things and they don't want to change and they don't want to do anything that is going to take them out of their comfort zone. But guess what? The Spirit of Truth, the companion that Jesus said that would be there, is there to protect us, to help us, give us the words that we need to say to be a good representative of Jesus Christ. We don't need no stinking material things to keep us in line with the Almighty. What we need is to open our hearts and our minds to the Spirit of Truth. And the Spirit of Truth will guide us, will direct us, will give us the strength to say the things that defends our belief in Jesus Christ and the belief in eternal salvation. So when you go out and you're challenged in the world and someone throws a bunch of negatives at you, just dust it off. Just dust it off and keep on moving and say, I am protected by the Spirit of Truth. Let us pray.